Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host once again on this Friday afternoon. Glad to have you along. Today we're going to be visiting a little shop of horrors, you might say. In fact, it is the play, the musical, the Little Shop of Horrors, currently playing at Mad Myrna's. We have two of the cast members from that show here. We have Paige Bohall, who's playing Audrey One. We'll talk about why there's a one by her name. Welcome to the show, Paige.
Thank you.
And Paige, you've done quite a few shows around the area. Give us a little rundown of some of the shows you've done recently.
Recently, let's see what else. We did Little Shop last year. I was in that, played Audrey 2. Did a Spamalot over at UAA. And I've also done shows over at ACT like Nonsense.
Great, great. We also have Regina McDonald, who's playing one of the Ronettes.
Ronette.
Mm-hmm. And tell us some of the things you've done.
I've done a ton of stuff at Mad Myrna's, most of the Rocky Horrors, Little Shop of Horror. I'm currently Mr. White Key's leading lady over at the Taproot. So I've been doing that for the last couple of years. And
I just saw that show.
Oh, yeah, that's me.
That was a great show.
Thanks.
Well, welcome to Stage Talk. Glad to have you here to talk about Little Shop of Horrors, one of those, I guess you guys called it a camp show. Is that
Camp theater.
Camp theater. And Mad Myrna sort of specializes in this, having done this show several times, having done, Rocky Horror,
Debbie Does Dallas, the musical.
Yeah, other shows they've done over there like this?
Sorted Lives, which is a play, not a musical.
Right, most
of the stuff that we do over at Mad Myrna's is musical. We've just got the right kind of facility for it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I saw Tommy over there, and I was really amazed at how good the music was, because I'm a real big Who fan. I just thought this is not going to sound good at all, but it did sound great.
We have a great band that we use. I think it's been the same group, give or take a few people, every show, and they're just fantastic. Some of the best musicians in town, so we're really lucky to have that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you call this camp theater. Tell us what that means. What does that mean when you say something is campy? Is it just something you have to experience?
Over the edge. I mean, it's not your ever. I mean, there's so much more community theater that you see around town. Mm-hmm. I like to think of camp theater as something very much more 18 to 21 and over.
Pushing the envelope a little bit. Something that you're not going to see at ACT or even Cyrano's, too. I mean, just a little bit over the edge.
Yeah, and it's a lot of the, especially because we do more musicals, they're a lot more like rock-based. Like you said, Tommy, Rocky Horror, Little Shop, they're all things that kind of have a little less traditional musical theater.
And you also break down that fourth wall quite readily, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
And get the audience really involved with it, and it's a bar atmosphere, too, so I guess that helps to underline the campiness of it, I suppose.
Exactly.
Well, so Little Shop of Horrors, most people probably know this show. You know, it started out as that really camp film. Robert Corman did a film famously with Jack Nicholson as the dentist.
Oh, yes.
Then made into this musical, then later made into a movie of this musical. So, Paige, since you're playing Audrey One, that's the character this play kind of revolves around a bit. Tell us about how your part in the play and how that can tell us about the storyline of the play.
Well, as Audrey One, I work in the shop with Seymour, who is the main character, played by Charlotte Fishbach. Yes, a woman playing Seymour. It's quite amazing. But she is kind of this...
Well, before, does she play the part as a woman or as a woman playing...
As a man.
As a man. Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. But Audrey works in this flower shop with Seymour, a very demure, very skittish kind of a gal, dreams of bigger, brighter things, very much a... Marilyn Monroe wannabe is probably the best way I can put her. It has a sadistic boyfriend who is the dentist. And just kind of her story is just realizing who she is by the end and realizing that there's more for her than just being kind of a punching bag for her boyfriend.
So and who is Audrey too?
Audrey 2 is, so that's the plant, the very large, eventually very large plant, played by C.J. Burgundy, also a female.
And now, traditionally you have, two people playing the plant. You have one person who is inside, because it is a large plant, right?
There's four plants, actually.
Because it gets bigger over the course of the play. And you have the voice who also does that.
So Claire's actually in the plant, singing and operating the plant. So the first two is operated by Seymour. And then the last two, Claire's inside the plant. And Paige actually played the plant last year. And she can tell you
it was crazy.
They get out and they're just sweating. Like,
it's the best workout ever while you're doing a show, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things about theaters that do this show is they've got to find that plant. Do you happen to own your own plant?
Yeah, we were really, really lucky when we when they got set up to do this show last year. We were trying to figure out, are we going to make this plant ourselves? Are we going to find it? We actually were lucky enough to get in touch with Juno Douglas High School, who had done the production several years before that. And they actually, we bought the plants from them and they shipped them up on cargo crates and... They're amazing.
So
amazing
place. Next year you'll do the same show maybe or not?
I don't think so. I think because we did it last year and this year, I think they want to let the plants get a little bit of downtime. but I know that's another, they'll be bringing it back eventually.
Mm-hmm. That sounds great. Now, Regina, you're playing Ronette. Tell us about your part in the show.
Ronette is actually the leader of a trio who kind of are the narrator muses of the show, if you will. They're always on stage. They're always sitting on the stoop, antagonizing people. They're just kind of always there. They're the background of all the songs, which kind of gives it a really fun, like, doo-wop feel to everything.
So. I was about to say, when I think of the Little Shop of Horrors, Little Shop of Horrors, bop doo-wop comes up. And you get that wonderful, upbeat music in the show. And it must be a lot of fun to sing.
It is a lot of fun. It's definitely different for me to do this year because I've actually haven't done... kind of an ensemble part in a while. And so to have these two amazing female singers and the three of us together, it's just incredible to work with. I have Katie Schrock and Kelly Wilson, who Katie I've done a lot of stuff with, and Kelly Wilson's actually in opera. So it's kind of fun to see her evolve into this more musical theater. And it's just a really, really strong trio this year, and it's really fun to be a part of.
Yeah, their three-part harmonies are amazing. Amazing.
It's a lot of fun. So.
Sounds like a lot of fun. And so this is KSKA. This is Stage Talk. Just want to say for those of you just tuning in, we're talking with Paige Bohall, who's playing Audrey One in Little Shop of Horrors, along with Regina McDonald, who is playing Ronette, also in the same show, currently performing at Mad Myrna's. It's running through March the 26th with performances Friday, Saturday, and Sundays. And you've been in performance now for a couple of weeks. How's it been going?
Really good. Mm-hmm. The audiences that we've had come in, for instance, specifically last Saturday, we had several little small pockets of folks in the audience that, you know, anytime, you know, the villain does something good or something bad, you know, you'd hear boos. I mean, that's what I love to hear in the audience is people that are getting so into it that they're reacting to what's happening on stage. And it's an amazing feeling.
Well, that's kind of the definition or not definition, but something that relates to camp theater is Rocky Horror picture show. Do you have people who sometimes will be singing along with you?
Was somebody in the second row. I don't remember. I think it was Sunday, either Saturday or Sunday, who I looked at it quite a few times because I'm like, who is singing?
singing.
And it was actually a couple. It was a girl and a guy singing everything. I was like,
it was fantastic.
So I think it's funny because, I mean, Rocky Horror is the staple at Mad Myrna's. So a lot of the people that come to see Rocky Horror come and see a lot of the other shows there. And I think that they sometimes forget that it's not Rocky Horror and they're really
into
yelling
it.
And which is fun. It's absolutely fun and we allow that there, but it's funny to see. See that at other theaters.
Exactly right. Yeah. Do you guys ever talk back to the audience?
Not in this one. I have in Rocky Horror.
Not yet.
And a lot of the time it's when they're maybe doing a little bit too much. And I'm like, hey guys, remember the show is not about you. You didn't audition kind of a thing. But this one is, I think people are a little bit more well behaved than Rocky.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Well behaved.
Yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah.
Depends on how many cocktails they've had.
Yeah.
And that's another part of the experience of Mad Myrna's, I suppose. And now, Paige, you were in this show last year. Mm-hmm. What sort of changes have been made from last year to this year?
Oh, probably the biggest change. We stayed truer to the musical last year, keeping it more East Coast based. This year we've gone completely back to the original movie and are taking it West Coast. So when you come into the ballroom, we actually have signs up, and I don't remember the streets, but we actually have the corner streets from downtown LA, Skid Row, on our street signs. So that way the costumes kind of reflect that. There isn't a lot of heavy East Coast dialect, really.
Yeah.
Our Mrs. Mushnick is still kind of that older Jewish woman, but everything else is still pretty, it's all based out of California.
So you're setting it now back into the original
1960s.
The movie,
the film, the Corman film. Interesting.
Yeah.
So what kind of reactions have you had from the audience at, like, after the show? They talked to you about their experiences and feedback and that kind of a thing.
I mean, it's all been really, really good. You know, we did do it last year, and there's several people. Who else was in the cast last year besides you and I?
You and I, and that actually might be it.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
well, what's funny about Paige and I is every show that we've done together, she usually kills me. So last year, I played Audrey, and she played Audrey, too, and she killed me.
Accurate.
Rocky Horror, she killed me. What else? There's been several shows, so... This year it's fun.
This year it's been kind of interesting because they've changed Ronette into a character that kind of, she's the leader of that trio, but she's also kind of working for the plant.
Yeah.
And you see her orchestrate things, which are really neat to watch, that kind of undercurrent. So I think this year she gets to kill me.
Well, I made the mistake in the intro of calling you one of the Ronettes because I was thinking of the group being the Ronettes.
No, but it is called the Ronettes,
But you are the Ronette.
The Ronette the name of the Ronettes. Yeah.
And it's fascinating. You have more of a... of interactive.
Yeah, which has been fun. Mimi kind of wanted to take it a little bit differently to kind of see where our characters could develop if, you know, we changed it a little bit to see Ronette manipulating the plant a little bit. So, but back to what you were saying about just the differences, I think people are not comparing it to last year, but they're comparing the subtle changes that we've done and they're really liking it.
And so they're not like they're seeing the exact same show.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is nice.
And also I think people really like the female aspect. Like Charlotte Kopp is just incredible as Seymour. And she's kind of starting to get into a pattern of playing. I mean, she played Simon Zealot in Jesus Christ Superstar. I mean, she's played several male characters and she's so fabulous at it. So.
Well, it sounds like a lot of fun, guys. I want to thank you for coming by Stage Talk. I want to thank my guest, Paige Bohall, who's playing Audrey 1, and Regina McDonald, who's playing Ronette, and the current production of Little Shop of Horrors, currently playing at Mad Myrna's until March the 26th. So thanks for being on the show, guys.
Thanks for having us.
And now it's time for the Stage Talk calendar. For more information about each of these events or other events coming up, or to download podcasts of Stage Talk, please visit alaskapublic.org, click on Stage Talk, and you'll see links to all the performing arts groups in the area. Valley Performing Arts is presenting Anne of Avonlea by Joseph Robineau, based on the book by Ellen Montgomery, running through this weekend, closing this weekend with performances tonight and Saturday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 2 p.m., For more information, please contact valleyperformingarts.org. It's also the last weekend to catch Shakespeare's The Winter's Tale, produced by RKP Productions, and performing at Out North Contemporary Art House. Performances are 7 p.m. tonight and Saturday, and 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, please go to outnorth.org. Anchorage Community Theater's production of Gore Vidal's Visit to a Small Planet performs Thursdays through Saturdays with curtain at 7 p.m. and Sundays at 3 p.m. through March the 27th. For more information, please visit actalaska.org. And finally, please don't feed the plants if you plan to see Little Shop of Horrors, which is currently playing at Mad Myrna's with curtain times on Friday and Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 3 through March the 26th. For tickets and more information, please go to centertix.net. Well, that's it for me this week on Stage Talk. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.